anything you want. And we're launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. You can actually control the content of the site. You can go to freetalklive.com and you can actually select a link of something on the internet, maybe a YouTube video that's fun or interesting or very serious, whatever. Maybe it's a news article or a blog post. You can just submit the link to freetalklive.com, and then others can vote up or down whether they like or dislike them, and the most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. We've been talking in detail about a discussion that we actually began last night on the show, and Brad Jardis, by the way, is expected to call in at some point here tonight to kind of update us on the case. We're talking about the issue of guns on campus. Actually, not just guns, but weapons. But obviously, guns are the most, I guess, scary kind of weapon, I guess, outside of a nuclear bomb or some sort of a bomb. Guns.
Scary legal weapons.
Yeah, guns are scary to some people. And so it was today when Brad Jardis and Tommy Mozingo, former cop and former military, respectively, were going to be showing up on campus, allegedly carrying firearms for the purpose of doing an outreach event to college students to bring attention to the issue of guns on campus and weapons on campus. And, you know, people being free to defend themselves if that is necessary. I mean, there's no shortage of stories about people being hurt or raped on a college campus.
No shortage at all.
And in fact, in this case, there was during the discussion phase when Brad and Tommy were there and the police were there and the students and professors were all there. There was a big crowd of people. You know, during the discussion phase, one student pointed out, "Well, there's no, everything's safe here. We don't need guns on campus." And then there was another student who responded to that student by saying, "Wait, don't you remember the guy that got beat to death 3 years ago?" And he said, "No, probably hadn't been there 3 years. Probably was there for like 2 years or 1 year or something like mm-hmm. that." So it's just not true that the college campus is safe. This kid got beaten to death, and maybe he would still be alive today if he were able to defend himself with a weapon.
True. And I think college campuses sometimes are bad about not wanting to report on things like this happening because they want their school to seem really safe. So sometimes things will be will happen, and it might be because the school was incompetent to help. Lots of schools try to have these little posts where you can. I remember Auburn University had something where
emergency
if you're getting raped, you just run to one of these little posts, you push a button, and a cop
yeah.
will come, and you know. Ineffective, and they don't want to tell you that.
They'll try their best. I mean, I'm sure the cops really do want to come and get there and help somebody.
Sure they do.
But they're not there when the rape's happening. They're not right. on the scene. They're going to show up later.
And that's, you know, for one, the rapist knows where the rape box is, you know, the call box. And they know,
right.
They know where guns are banned.
And that much is true, too. You know, and I'm not altogether thrilled about the idea of people carrying guns around concealed or open in order to protect themselves. I don't think that they're the most effective thing that one can do. I think the most effective thing you can do is to, you know, prepare yourself physically, you know, the training and things like that, if that's what you want to do. But if somebody wants to carry the gun around, fine. I think that that's what they should be able to do. I think that, you know, there's evidence that guns can be dangerous to their holders. There's no doubt about it.
So there's interesting detail here. I've been kind of poring over some of the mainstream media reports. NPR, or rather NHPR, reported on it. The Boston Globe, Concord Monitor, WMUR out of Manchester. We know that WBZ was there from Boston. The Associated Press picked up a story last night. They probably have a follow-up story they are probably releasing and or have already released. So it's getting nationwide coverage, and likely by tomorrow morning you'll probably see even more nationwide coverage. Chance it might even pop up in your newspaper. But I mentioned that there was a counter-protest. And there was, you know, a decent amount of people there, maybe like five or six folks.
It was their college.
Well, I mean, I guess some people might not think five or six people is big for a protest, but it's hard to get college kids to do anything.
I think
it
started off with five or six, and then I saw there are more people that showed up later. I guess it was too early for
maybe it went to like eight at the most. I didn't see more than eight people. And when I say eight people, I mean eight people with signs. Eight people standing in a row holding signs, all the same color. So they all made, you know, their signs together, which is cool. But I thought it was the students that put that together. According to NHPR's report, teachers organized the silent counter-protest.
Yeah, they wouldn't want the students actually talking to people and, you know, finding out that their points don't make any sense.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, there was some discussion between the counter-protesters and
I thought it was supposed to be a silent protest.
Well,
wasn't
the
intention.
Silent. But my point was that it was the teachers that organized silent protest, and they essentially utilized the students for that purpose. I'm not saying the kids didn't want to do it. Clearly they did, but they didn't
it
on their own.
It's what it is.
They
it's
didn't come
pathetic.
Up with it on their own.
They probably told them they'd give them a gun if they would do it.
1-855-450-FREE is the number here. Let's wrap up this report from WMUR on the today's events.
The debate across campus.
Personal freedoms are an important thing, and if you start letting people take them away, where's the line?
Just because you can carry a gun doesn't mean you should bring it to school.
From the silent protesters arguing against guns on campus to the not-so-silent crowd in support of Jardis and his cause. It was a scene few students could have predicted.
It's been all over Facebook and Twitter.
That was us singing, by the way, the chronic Christmas carols that we've been talking about here and there on the show. You can download the song sheet over at freekeen.com in the tools section. But I actually hit up the print shop on campus because I didn't have enough time to print them up beforehand, but I knew I wanted to do this. So on campus, they actually had a print shop. I went up there and
they printed something for you?
Oh, yeah.
That's
hilarious. I paid them $7 or whatever, and I got 100 copies and double-sided and went back out and handed them all, almost all of them. I think I handed out between me and the other folks that were helping hand them out. I think we handed out maybe about 95 of them.
Jesus,
great. So we did. And what was cool about singing the chronic carols is these are anti-drug war carols. There's no gun rights carols in there.
You need a gun war carol.
Well, there might be something like that. Richard Onley, the guy that wrote them, has written hundreds of songs. But this was a drug war kind of outreach, and it's just fun to do these carols because it kind of changes the tone of the event. It
certainly would.
But interestingly, we were planning on doing the caroling, but before we got around to it, some college kids came out and started singing.
Yeah, I didn't actually get to hear their whole song, but was it just regular carols, or did they
No, they were singing, oh God, what is the name of the song? Something Happening Here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Is that Buffalo
Stop
Springfield?
Stop Looking, what's that? Or
right.
Like that.
Not
I got
sure.
The lyrics wrong, I'm sure.
Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look, what's going round? It's an old 70s kind of anti-war song, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds like it.
And they did a great job on it, and we, you know, applauded afterwards. And then Derek Jay from Tuesday Nights spoke up, or maybe it was Jason Talley. Anyway, someone spoke up and said, actually it was Derek, he said, we've got our own song about people with guns or whatever, and we sang about the police. Drug war cops are raiding the school, which was the first song that we sang, which really got the college kids' attention. And I thought it was interesting because, you know, it juxtaposed or it showed them that we're about more than guns. And, you know, they may have come to campus that day expecting this was all going to be about guns.
It's disarming.
And during Brad's conversation that he had with the students, which lasted for a long time, during Brad's conversation, he talked about ending prohibition as well, ending the war on drugs. And people, activists in the crowd, were kind of cueing Brad with questions that they would throw out, which I think was kind of cool. Because when you're on the spot, it's hard to think of
it sure
everything
is.
You want to say.
Yeah,
and
remember everything.
So you know, there was not just a pro-weapons freedom message, but there was also just a generally anti-prohibition message that came out as well. And so we kind of capped that off at the end of the morning with the singing.
You know, you don't see a lot of people, like, actually stepping out and doing it.
You mean scaring guns?
Now, before leaving campus earlier this afternoon, Jardis told me he thought today went his words very well. Police had increased patrols, as you heard, but made no arrests. Reporting live in Meredith from our Lakes Region Bureau, Adam Harding.
Adam Harding did not take my flyer that I offered him. But the lady from WBZ did. She took them all. She took the chronic Christmas carols everything.
I mean, he didn't want more information?
Nope. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, we've got a bit of an extended interview with, compared to the news report, an interview that an activist shot with some of the young ladies at the school prior to it actually happening. So we'll share that with you as well. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has it been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up what you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're somebody who feels strongly that weapons should not be allowed on college campus. Would love to hear from you tonight. 855-450-3733. Also want to invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. You can go to the mobile site, get quick access to our live streams and the podcast as well. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
You know, Ian, did you read through these rules that they had for the campus, bringing stuff on?
Did I read through the campus rules? No way.
Well, you know, I wondered, would an air rifle qualify as a...
Probably.
According to their rules.
I think anything that would be considered a weapon would be.
I don't know that an air rifle would be considered a weapon.
Gun-shaped eraser?
It's not called a deadly weapon.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know either. And, you know, it makes it really made me wonder. Because I have a air rifle that has is a 50 caliber round that will bring down a deer. I mean, it is an incredibly powerful air rifle. And I'll bet you, and it looks, I mean, it for all intents and purposes, looks like a triple-barreled over and under shotgun. Mm. And, you know, I bet you Brad and Tommy might have been able to carry that on campus. I certainly didn't have the cojones to do such a thing. But you can get one from PyramidAir.com. You can go see it at airgun.freetalklive.com. Pyramid Air is the purveyor, the world's largest purveyor of small and big bore air guns suitable for medium and large game. Their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. They did it with me. You can get 10% off or free shipping, whichever is more, with coupon code FTL11. That's FTL11, and that coupon code's good until the end of the month, so hurry up. You can go now and see the amazing Dragon Claw. That's the one I'm talking about at airgun.freetalklive.com, and then you can peruse the site from there on out. It's airgun.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're discussing the issue of guns on campus and how it went today with what I consider to be a majorly successful activist opportunity or activist outreach that happened. And really, thanks to the state, the people calling themselves the state. I mean, they really made it for us. Had they just simply ignored this issue, there never would have been the media hype that ended up surrounding it. I mean, I understand that they wanted to pander to their students and make it seem like they were doing something to protect them, but of course the students were never in any danger whatsoever from
Brad
Chartist.
I think they probably realized that shortly after the activists arrived on campus.
Right, because Brad and Tommy didn't strap rifles to their back as they'd intended to. They may have been armed, but they
so
were...
they engaged them in conversation. I mean, you know, these were the people that were going to carry rifles on their back.
Well, right,
that
because
were, with trigger locks and empty.
Right. The president of the school sent an email out to every one of the students multiple times this week, up until yesterday, letting them know this was going to happen and kind of fear mongering and encouraging them to be scared and encouraging them to stay in their dorm rooms and things like that. But she never mentioned that. That Brad was a former cop, at least I don't believe she did. I read one of the emails.
Sounds
and she did
really
not,
unlikely.
She did not mention that Tommy Mozingo was former military. And so, yeah, these guys showed up on campus. They were dressed very nicely. They were completely unassailable because they didn't have any guns showing visibly. There was a lengthy discussion that that transpired between them and some of the students there and the faculty as well. And as you say, Mark, I mean, it was pretty clear that they're nice guys. In fact, Brad even pointed out, hey, if you get to know us,
right,
you know, we're pretty nice.
And they're dressed really professionally, and they didn't look threatening at all, unless, you know, sharp-dressed men are threatening to you.
Right. Now, was there something else about that press conference slash discussion that maybe you noticed that that I didn't recount as we've been talking about it, Allie?
No, I think you pretty much got it. I thought it was... like you said, in a really open conversation, and I even said something about, because I wanted it to be explained. I'm trying to see it from a college student's point of view, where they're thinking, I would never own a gun. No. I don't have any will to own a gun. So some, I can only imagine that the kind of people that would actually carry guns would be the kind of people I wouldn't trust to have them. But I wanted them to sort of address the idea that lifting the ban on guns would benefit even those people that wouldn't even be interested in carrying one because
simply
no
one's there around.
Right, because there could be guns around. You don't know necessarily that this is, you know, no one would necessarily know that I would not be the type of person to carry a gun. Unless, you know, you just made a judgment call.
Right, and the best example for this is, if you think that guns are a bad thing, why don't you have a sign in your yard that says, this is a gun-free home?
Yeah.
I mean, this was a point that I made early on with a girlfriend, that didn't... I don't like guns. Oh, yeah, well, let's put a sign in the yard that says gun-free home.
That's effectively what the college is doing, saying,
right.
This is a gun-free zone, so...
That's exactly what they're doing.
We're totally vulnerable right now.
And Brad pointed that
Please
out.
Please come rape our women.
Right, and Brad pointed that out, or, you know, beat up someone who's gay, for instance.
Yeah,
Derek brought that up. You know, what about people who are, you know, are perhaps undersized or are, you know, gay or pacifist or whatever? You know, that what do you do in that case? How are those people supposed to be helped?
It's an excellent question.
Campus
security. How do you handle it?
Yeah. Well, that's always the answer of the college. We've got this under control.
When seconds count, the cops are only minutes away.
There's actually somebody that had a sign, I think, that actually said it on there. So there was
really important.
Some good activist
signs
out there.
Because, people understand little quips and platitudes. And it's sad as it is, it really matters. When seconds matter, cops are only minutes away. And cops aren't, I'm sorry, they're not here. As many of them may throw themselves in front of a bullet for you, and I think that many of them would. But they're not there. They're not supposed to be there. If so, then they'd have a cop for every person. They'd follow you around.
Right. And you'll see a lot of cops saying that they like the idea of gun rights and people being allowed to carry, because that makes, because then if it makes the town safer, the area safer that they are in charge of, then, you know, I guess they could, you want, if you're a cop then and you're in charge of security there, then you want it to be a really safe place so that you look like you're doing your job well, even if it means just that criminals aren't coming there because of the idea that someone might have a gun.
Yeah, my town doesn't have its own police force, and nobody. I mean, burglaries are pretty rare there, because especially in the evenings, you wouldn't do a cat burglary a burglary at night.
Right.
You would not do a cat burglary in my town. You would likely end up dead. Because, well,
no one would know.
They may very well not
There's
know.
There's gunfire all the time out in
Absolutely.
Your town.
Absolutely. There's gunfire out there all the time. Right. Wonder what they're shooting for at midnight. Oh, well,
must
whatever.
Be a raccoon.
Probably shooting some phosphorus rounds into the air. Just watch them go.
So it's interesting seeing the mainstream media's reports on this. There's a headline over the Associated Press. Two pro-gun supporters show up at NH University.
Two.
Yep, that's all.
I mean, how many did you say you had?
Allie and I, we showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, there was a whole lot of people there.
We were there to learn.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm not pro-gun any more than I am pro-bleach or pro-anything else. I'm just pro-freedom, and I think that people who
I'm
want
I'm a pro-gun
guns,
supporter. Like right. You're saying, I support people who are pro-gun.
Well, Allie
right.
made a really great point here, is that one of the student signs said something like, books, not guns.
Right.
And... Well, you know, books are just tools for something. Are you telling me that, in an instance where you need a car, you'd say books, not cars? I mean, it's just a tool to do a job. So the idea that somehow books are going to take the place of guns. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's have a face-off. I'll take the gun. You take the books.
I'll throw a book at the rapist. That'll work. Yeah.
Toll-free numbers.
It's probably happened before.
855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Share your thoughts. Guns on campus. Bring up anything you want. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now, because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. show. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
We invite you on over to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact, and do it all free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com because the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. Once again, cam.freetalklive.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years, and, you know, they're not very good for you. There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier by one metric. It's the Vaporsmiths.com e-cigarette. It's one of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market today. If you're a smoker, just by switching to an e-cigarette, you'll save about $120 a month. And it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. Your clothes won't stink. You won't get the secondhand smoke. You won't be standing out in the rain next to the dumpster trying to get in your fix. You do it all from the comfort of your office in most cases. And you can get this e-cigarette, one of the best made in the market today, for free from Vaporsmiths.com. All you have to do is go purchase 40 cartomizers. Each cartomizer has about as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. And they are 40 of them are $70. And you know 40 packs of cigarettes isn't $70. So that you can see the savings right off the top. You'll also get free shipping. Just go to Vaporsmiths.com, purchase the 40 cartomizers and all the different flavors they have. They have so many different ones. Cherry, vanilla, strawberry, cloves, menthol, all kinds of Turkish classics, everything that you might want. It's at Vaporsmiths.com, or you can call 855 to get vapor. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com. You have to use coupon code FTL when you check out just to get it. It's vaporsmiths.com.
So we continue here. A big news day in New Hampshire and for the country because, you know, the guys that went to Plymouth State University today and had originally intended on open carrying, they did not get arrested because they didn't open carry. That doesn't mean they weren't carrying. And that was the point they ended up kind of spinning this to, because originally the plan was to just walk on campus with some flyers and carry guns and get arrested and then challenge that in the courts. Well, it turns out they got challenged in the courts before they could even walk on campus today. And there was a restraining order that was placed against them saying if you were to violate these campus rules against weapons, you'll be charged with contempt of court and you'd be subject to arrest.
Which would then be a legitimate charge that Bradley Jardis pointed out because the judge had handed down an order. I think it's a crappy order, but Bradley Jardis is right that the judge handed down this order and that the arrest would then be righteous.
But by legitimate, you mean that they could be operating within their own rules in doing that?
Legitimate
not
means
morally legal.
Yeah, but right. A legitimate generally refers to legal.
Okay.
So it was big success in that they are going to court, so he's getting what he wanted. He's getting a court case out of this. He didn't have to get arrested to get it. He was able
to sit in a jail cell.
Right, and he was able to have a successful three-hour-long outreach session, essentially, with the students at Plymouth State University, which is where he went today. Dozens of activists, most of whom were from the Free State Project, people like us who moved to New Hampshire in search of more liberty for our lifetime, showed up to support Brad, which was great. We had all kinds of folks out there. We had our two-way radios and kind of, you know, the cops had themselves out there with their two-way radios, and it's always fun. Except we had a drone and the police did not.
The drone.
We had Bo's Liberty drone there out there, and he had that flying around, which is always fun.
That is hilarious.
I heard some college students joking about it being a gun on it.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was fun. I think everybody had a positive day, and of course we all went out to eat afterwards, and nobody got arrested. But the, you know, the mainstream media, it's always interesting to look at how they report on the things, with the Associated Press being run in Boston's Globe, and probably you'll see versions of the story. Usually with an AP story, there's a lengthy version, and then there's a kind of a hacked down version that newspapers can take. So you'll probably see a less detailed version of this. If you get anything about this in your local newspaper or local media agency, it'll be the hacked
tiny little thing, 3 inches long.
Right. And, of course, if there's little information, then they usually skew it as much as possible against the freedom advocates. Like the headline here, Associated Press, two pro-gun supporters show up at NH University. Two men who said they would bring guns with them to a state university campus to protest a policy banning them made their case with words, not weapons, Friday. Former police officer Bradley Jardis and Army veteran Tommy Mazingo showed up at Plymouth State University in suits and clearly without the loaded rifles they had planned to tote. Had they brought weapons, they faced being charged with contempt of court. An order issued Thursday barring them from bringing weapons onto any state university campus in New Hampshire. Jardis told a small crowd, and they're going to court on that, by the way, next week. Jardis told a small crowd of about 80 students, supporters, and security officers that he was glad university officials had obtained the court order, saying, "We wouldn't have drawn this much attention without it." And there's no doubt about that. The state really made this event by, point one, the state's university flipping out about this, rather than just acting like it was no big deal. Oh, yeah, we've got officers on campus, so you guys will be safe. Everything's okay. They could have completely just, you know, blown this aside. And then they went to the courts, and then the courts issued this order. And the campus, by the way, the president in her email and the court's order both mentioned freekeen.com. So it ended up being great publicity, not just for the ideas of freedom, but also for Free Keen, where Brad is one of the bloggers. And
thanks for that, fellas.
Yeah, our hits are up. They're quadrupled. Normally, Free Keen gets like 1,000 visits a day, 800 visits a day.
It was a credible graph.
We're over 4,000.
Yeah.
We're over 4,000 last 2 days. So, Jardis, let's see, addressed these folks. Several students thanked him for coming and voiced their support. Others criticized him for disrupting the last day of classes before final exams next week. In fact, there was one conversation, and maybe we'll ask him about it, where a young lady went away crying.
What?
So she was pretty pretty upset about
public speaking can often, it just upsets people in general.
Well, that's really what someone said who'd seen it, was that she had like anxiety issues about even speaking.
Well, it's I think there's the bumper sticker out there is raise your voice, even if you're, stand up and speak your mind, even if your voice trembles or something like that. It's very difficult for people to stand up and speak their minds. I mean, that's sadly that's just how that is. I mean, I don't know if it's human nature. I don't know if it's societal, whatever it is, but you remember that first speech you had to give in your class?
I remember all the speeches I gave in elementary and middle and high school. They were all awful and terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying. Yeah, they certainly are. It's difficult. So this young lady took a stand that in her life, and she had probably never taken one like this before. And so I applaud her. Likely she wasn't prepared to listen to anything.
Brad is a completely disarming kind of guy. He's so nice and so friendly, and maybe she was expecting some, angry camo hat wearing kind of redneck to show up or something like that.
A lot of people don't want to be wrong. I mean, being wrong is, just...
That hurts.
Yeah, I've taken a course before. They said, consider this, that you spend your whole life trying to not be wrong, to be right and not be wrong. I mean, consider that your whole life is surrounded by the idea that when you're dealing with other people, that all you want to do is be right and not be wrong.
Several students thanked him for coming, and then others criticized him for disrupting the last day of classes before final exams next week. Danielle Alcon, the voice major from Massachusetts whose voice lesson was canceled Friday, says, I think it's rude they come here at this time and disrupt my education.
Hold on, there was a class canceled?
She claims, yeah.
Well, didn't the crowd claim that there were no classes?
That's what the crowd claimed, but there's conflicting stories here.
It's possible that
somebody had
so many students weren't going to show up to a class. They're just like, class is canceled.
Perhaps. And if your class got canceled, blame the teacher. It's not Brad's fault. This is the old blame the wrong person mentality. Oh, you guys are doing activism. You're pulling the police away from doing good things in the community. Well, blame the police. The police don't have to show up when peaceful people are around. I mean, we get this all the time when activists are doing peaceful things like, marijuana disobedience or going to the jail.
Because burglars don't send out memorandums to university heads.
You mean they don't post to the blog first
to
let them when they're going to
rob
you?
They pulled just about every state police officer and shoved them into Plymouth in order to watch this thing. I mean, crime could have been sweeping the state.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the fault of the state police, not the activists.
Is the university actually paranoid, or is it they just want the students to be paranoid about guns?
That's an excellent question, and I don't know. It's a fine question. 855-453, if you've been on university campus, interacted with admins and such, maybe you can answer Allie's question. Are they actually paranoid, or are they just trying to gin up fear so they can be looked to for the answers and the solution? Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you have a gardener who loves tomatoes on your Christmas list? If so, pay close attention because we've got them covered this year. Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kits are now available and make the perfect Christmas gift for gardeners of all ages. Here's why. Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Chocolate Cherry, Green Zebra, Italian Roma, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You also get a $25 jumbo packet of our Christmas Slicing Mix. And the best part? The highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. But we're not done yet. You'll also receive an Heirloom Solutions gift certificate for $25, a pack of cilantro, even a pack of basil at no additional cost. Over $100 now, just $49.95, and we'll even ship it for free. To order Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kit, go to tomatoloverschristmas.com. That's tomatoloverschristmas.com. Or call 800-215-3972. That's 800-215-3972.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And this is Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
I invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. More about guns on campus in a moment. Also, would love your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
You've been listening to Free Talk Live. We've talked a lot about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is kind of the Internet's version of cash. It is an online currency that you could buy, sell, and trade. It's worth, right now, I think it's worth about $3 a Bitcoin, and you can buy, sell, and trade with it. Some people are purchasing it for the purposes of commodities. Some people are, buying and selling with it. SpendBitcoins.com is some place where you can go and buy from many of the major online retailers with Bitcoins. You can obtain Bitcoins by going to Crypto Exchange. It's the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your Bitcoins. They also offer a complete bullion store, so you can buy and sell gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. And that's another real advantage of Bitcoin, is it a private, anonymous currency. In the same way that cash is, if you want to do a deal with somebody and you don't want folks to know about it, cash is the way to go, and Bitcoins is the Internet cash. If you're totally clueless about Bitcoins, they've got 24-hour customer service right there on the website. Just click the live support link. They'll help you out. You can get to Crypto Exchange through the banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's the best way to get there. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Coming up, we'll hear from some college students as to how they feel about some audio from college students about how they feel about guns being on campus. But first, we're going to kind of wrap up a cover of, or I guess a recap of what the mainstream media has to say about this. I've posted over at freekeen.com links to several mainstream media articles and video from mainstream media sources that were there today at Plymouth State University when a former military member and former police officer, meaning two different people, showed up on campus, originally intending to strap rifles to their backs and hand out information to students. They modified their plans after a court order came down saying to them that they would be arrested for contempt of court if they showed up with weapons.
They were enjoined, I guess.
Yeah, and so I guess they decided that while this court case plays out, they're going to go ahead and abide by that order, at least openly.
They had all this press, so they might as well go ahead with the protests.
Right, of course. So they came out, and dozens of liberty-loving activists came out to support them. A number of students were on their side, but a number were not. There was a counter-protest, which apparently wasn't actually organized by the students themselves, but organized by teachers. And so we're kind of recounting what the Boston.com here says. This is the Boston Globe. It's actually an Associated Press piece about it. And so one young lady who is a voice major from Massachusetts, she says she had her voice lesson canceled Friday. She says, "I think it's rude they come here this time and disrupt my education." Now, of course, there's plenty of opportunities to have their education disrupted on campus. There's always activities going on college campuses. There's always people promoting those activities. There were tables inside the student center where people were, you know, staffing them, attempting to get folks to come over and talk to them about things. So there's always something happening on a college campus. You can distract yourself as much as you like. And blame the teachers if they canceled classes. There was no reason for it. No one was ever in any danger whatsoever. Pete Ayer of Keene wore a sweatshirt bearing the slogan, "Badges don't grant extra rights." And they didn't mention that it was a copblock.org sweater. But another article did mention copblock.org, which is great, and said, "PSU is public property, and those who attend should have the right to bear arms." That's Pete. He's a friend of the show, also from libertyontour.com.
Pete's a big gun right activist.
He is.
I see him with sometimes he'll have a pistol strapped right to his leg.
Frequently he is strapped, yeah. Plymouth State President Sarah Jane Steen told students in an email Thursday, who, by the way, she didn't show up, at least that I noticed. She, you know, for all her email and about keeping the students safe, I didn't see her around keeping an eye on
things. She wasn't ready to
maybe
throw herself in front of a bullet.
Yeah, maybe she really is paranoid.
That was your question earlier, is are the people in college, the administration, are they actually as scared as the fear they're ginning up? Because if you read this woman's email, and I've actually got it, I don't think we've read it on the air yet, but if you've read her email, it's all about keeping the kids scared and telling them that they should be afraid and that, you know, basically it's okay to be afraid and blah, blah, blah. But she didn't come out. So maybe you're right. Maybe
fear's
she really
okay.
Is afraid.
Live your life in total abject fear, because that's what the state's about. The state is an organization that grows based on fear.
Well, you know, I asked myself actually that question about the police today, because they were pretty, you know, they pretty much stood back for the most part, just kind of watched. The cops did come up when Brad first arrived, and they handed him the order from the judge, and then they stood back and they just kind of observed, and that was it. And I felt like the cops weren't as aggressive today. Maybe they would have been more aggressive if it weren't a gun rights thing. I don't know. But I wonder if the cops themselves were afraid. Like, because there were a few dozen activists at this event, and they don't know who's carrying a weapon.
No, they don't. I mean, but they don't know any time. That's the thing. In New Hampshire, a concealed carry permit is $10 and a shall issue. Mm. I mean, just about anybody can get one. I mean, it isn't the freest state in America on concealed carry, like Vermont and Arizona and Alaska and one other that's not coming to mind. But, you know, it's darn close. Anybody can carry a weapon at any time.
Jardis and Mozingo maintain the university system's policy banning firearms flies in the face of state law and state and federal constitutions. They say they look forward to returning to Grafton County Superior Court on Tuesday to argue against a permanent injunction barring them from bringing weapons onto state campuses. Jardis wouldn't say, and I'm sure they're going to lose at Superior Court, and they'll have to appeal likely to the Supreme Court on this one. That's my guess.
I don't think it's a bad guess.
Jardis wouldn't say whether he was carrying a concealed firearm. Instead, he said several times, "I just want to point out that no one knows if I'm carrying a gun." "Yeah, and that's terrifying," replied one female student.
Why Why is she still standing there within gunshot range?
She's right. just standing there being terrified.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm so scared right now, but I choose to stand
move.
Here.
I just can't believe how she can walk into New Hampshire. I mean, a state where a shall issue permit is $10 right next door to Vermont. I mean,
right. These same kids leave the campus and go into the town of Plymouth to buy things. So at any time, you know, if they believe their campus is this little gun-free zone where no one's carrying weapons on campus, which, of course, is completely fallacious,
sure.
if they believe that's true, then what do they believe about the rest of New Hampshire?
Right. And I kept hearing students saying, we don't need guns on campus. But that's not... No one's saying we need guns on campus. We need to lift the ban on guns on campus.
Right.
No one's saying we need to start giving everyone a gun or passing them out.
If somebody's beating you up or holding a gun on you, maybe you'd want a gun on campus.
English professor Robin DeRosa and a handful of students and staff held signs in support of the campus ban on guns. Several of Jardis and Mazingo's supporters mocked the group and a sign that said, "Thank you for not shooting me." Police and college security officers were stationed in and around the campus, but authorities didn't interact with the two gun advocates. Universities, and they also weren't being very friendly either. I mean, a couple of them were all right, but they didn't want to take any of my information.
Well, you're always pamphleting.
I got out hundreds of flyers today, which is great. We
handed
out a bunch of Chronic Carols, a bunch of Freekeen.com truth cards, and all this stuff is available. You can download them and see them over at tools.freekeen.com. But university spokesbureaucrat Timothy Kirshner said he was pleased with that the two brought no weapons. Asked how, well, they brought no weapons openly. No one searched Jardis and Mazingo, so they could have been packing heat. Honestly, I don't know if they were. We know that one undercover cop was, though. We could see it sticking out from the back of his, like you could see his the outline of the gun he was carrying. So it was actually pointed out, hey, this guy's got a gun. This guy that, you know, was dressed like everyone else on the campus and was trying to be inconspicuous. And actually, when he was asked, he admitted to working for the Grafton Sheriff Department. So there was no questions to whether or not he was an undercover cop.
People running around with guns hidden.
Right. University spokesbureaucrat says, "We've taken him at his word all week. I think he's engaging in dialogue and discussion. It's what we do here." Jardis is a former Epping officer, police officer who resigned last year, and then they go into some history that he was suspended for publicly advocating for the legalization of marijuana and other drugs. Then he actually ended up quitting his job because he couldn't bear the idea of continuing to aggress against peaceful people as part of that job.
These right-wing nutters, as I heard one of the college students saying.
You heard that today?
Yeah, right. It was after the Chronic Christmas Carols. He made this, I guess he maybe wasn't listening, but...
Clearly not.
But, right, as far as I understand, people that are considered right-wing nuts don't typically sing about lifting the prohibition on cannabis. So.
Right, exactly. I mean, hello, how many right-wing talk show hosts or any right-wing nut job have you heard talking about legalization of drugs? Just doesn't happen. And it really was interesting because somebody pointed out, Tommy Mazingo pointed out that he had a conversation with some of the kids that were there, the young people that were there, that were in support of their right to bear arms, who didn't support decriminalizing drugs. And they were kind of were turned off by the, you know, the drug decriminalization message. So a lot of people were given things to think about today. The people that came there thinking they would be in total support of Tommy and Brad, a lot of them ended up walking away with another issue to think about, which was drug legalization. And similarly, the kids that might have supported drug legalization but not guns were shown that we support all freedoms. So it's a real nice message. Hour 3 is next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.